do you expect Casey to play and also Chris?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, we're planning on both of them playing. I can't see why they wouldn't.
Chris underdone, do you think, or do you think he's had enough time now to prepare and be at his best?
Yeah, look, I just... But 2-3 weeks away that... obviously, his fitness level is probably not going to be it is, but he's lethal. You know, I shot with him every day at the Olympics, so I know how good Chris is, and we have the respect for him.
How do you think Casey will handle the environment of the jungle, and how do you think the fans will respond to Casey?
Yeah, well, I hope they give him a warm welcome when he comes, like the normal do, and, you know, when the ball gets thrown up, he's the opposition. You know, we wanted Casey to come back. He didn't want to come back, and it was his choice, but we're certainly happy with our lineup.
You know him pretty well. How will he respond to the environment and the pressure that maybe will come with him coming back into town here? Do you think he'll embrace it, or it might be something that can be an advantage for you?
Yeah, look, I haven't coached Casey for the last couple of years in pressure situations and what he does, and we're still in tune with that with our team, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage. But look, Casey's an MVP twice for our club, and he has a great history, but like I said, we're happy with our team and we're happy for the challenge.
Jean-Pierre, he's been pretty good so far. Do you think potentially, you know, he's sort of a replacement for Casey in a way? Do you potentially think he could become an even better player for you than Casey did?
Yeah, look, he is a lot more talented than I thought when we seen him and seen him live in person in practice. And look, he's doing some things in the practice court that hopefully will transfer very shortly over to the main court, and that's he's certainly a talent, and we're still trying to evolve our team around that and incorporate him and Bryce, but it's happy times for us.
So will you be backing him in if him Casey go head-to-head?
Oh, without a question, without a question, yeah.
Is this the biggest game during a regular season that you've probably been involved in for quite some time?
You probably don't like the answer, but it's game number three. You know, obviously, it's Casey's with a sore point. Melbourne done an excellent job recruiting. They got a new coach and probably one of the deepest teams in the league. And for us to get that challenge early in the season is fantastic. That's how you find out if you've got character, how you play in these kind of games. So looking forward to it.
Between Cotton and Ware. Can it sometimes get a little personal between players, or is Cotton not that type of person?
Well, I think, you've seen last game, Bryce only took 4 shots, and too many imports in this league think they have to shoot 16 shots or 20 shots to be effective. And he was absorbing the double team and passing the ball off and got the ball to the open man, and that's a player with a very high IQ, and we're certainly happy he's on our side. He's an elite player, and look, he only gets 3 points tomorrow and I'm win. He'll be the first one with the biggest smile after the face. It's not about his selfish points, or as you've seen last year, he could have gone back to the NBA if it was all about him. He's back here because he's team first mentality, and he'll do what's best for the team.
Do you need to produce a similar defensive effort, do you think, tomorrow night?
Without a question. They've got scorers all over the place, so it's going to test our defence, and it's a good test for early in the year.
Trevor, controversial question is Derek Cook safe? There's a lot of talk that Jamil, one, is available, and two, Adelaide is chasing him.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know what Adelaide are up to, but the facts of the matter, we've got Lucas Walker playing great, and we're playing Angus playing great, and Jesse's playing great, and Maddie's coming back, so he's going to get his time in the sun. When that happens, I don't know, but he's preparing himself and he's training hard like that. So, guys, and same thing, I always back the guys that are playing well. I'm not going to take guys off for playing too well. They've earned it, and I'll back them.
In terms of Jamil, though, there's been reports that Adelaide thought they had him. There's now a snag and that he's not going there. You're not sort of entering the fray with Jamil?
Oh, no, I haven't. Look, obviously we talked to Jamil in the off-season, but I don't know what he's doing.
Pink Day, yes. Something very special for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, next Thursday, the 26th, is all the players will be pink uniforms, so bring your sunglasses. But hopefully everyone joins the crowd and turn into the pink army for that night. It's a great awareness that we can do here at the Wildcats, and so happy the Wildcats are on board with it.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.